Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Jamaica installing new kiosks at two of its airports. Passport control systems to streamline passenger flow. As part of upgrades being made to the island's airports, Jamaica's Passport, Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, is installing and testing new kiosks at Montego Bay's Sangster International Airport and Kingston's Norman Manley International Airport. These kiosks are automated passport control systems to streamline passenger flow. We are very pleased that PICA is installing kiosks at our premier airports in Montego Bay and Kingston, as they will provide additional convenience for stopover visitors by speeding up processing times through the immigration halls, said the Honorable Edmund Bartlett, Minister of Tourism, Jamaica. This will provide a more seamless airport experience as we progress through our peak winter season, during which we expect to welcome record-breaking arrivals. The kiosks, which are a feature at many airports worldwide, use biometric technology to authenticate the identity of passengers. They scan the passenger's passport and take a photo of the passenger's face, which is then compared to the digital image stored in the passport's microchip. These kiosks will serve as an alternative to using desks staffed by immigration officers, thereby allowing passengers to move through passport control more quickly. In addition, they free up immigration officers to concentrate on more critical border security duties. The installation of automated kiosks for passport control at our airports is an excellent use of modern technology to improve the overall passenger experience at Jamaica's airports, which is important as we continue to grow arrivals to the destination. Donovan White, Director of Tourism, Jamaica Tourist Board, added, "Visitors' first impressions of Jamaica's overall tourism product take place upon landing, so we are glad to soon be able to enhance them. It is anticipated that airline passengers will have access to as many as 100 immigration kiosks before the end of the year." For more information on Jamaica, visit www.visitjamaica.com. About Jamaica Tourist Board. The Jamaica Tourist Board, JTB, founded in 1955, is Jamaica's national tourism agency based in the capital city of Kingston. JTB offices are also located in Montego Bay, Miami, Toronto, and London. Representative offices are located in Berlin, Barcelona, Rome, Amsterdam, Mumbai, Tokyo, and Paris. In 2023, the JTB was declared World's Leading Cruise Destination and World's Leading Family Destination for the fourth consecutive year by the World Travel Awards, which also named Caribbean's Leading Tourist Board for the 15th consecutive year, Caribbean's Leading Destination for the 17th consecutive year, and the Caribbean's Leading Cruise Destination in the World Travel Awards, Caribbean. In addition, Jamaica was awarded 6 Gold 2023 Travie Awards, including Best Honeymoon Destination, Best Tourism Board, Caribbean, Best Destination, Caribbean, Best Wedding Destination, Caribbean, Best Culinary Destination, Caribbean, and Best Cruise Destination, Caribbean, as well as 2 Silver Travie Awards for Best Travel Agent Academy Program and Best Wedding Destination. Overall, it also received a TravelAge West Wave Award for International Tourism Board providing the best travel advisor support for a record-setting 12th time. Jamaica is home to some of the world's best accommodations, attractions and service providers that continue to receive prominent global recognition, and the destination is routinely ranked among the best to visit globally by prestigious international publications. For details on upcoming special events, attractions and accommodations in Jamaica, go to the JTB's website at www.visitjamaica.com or call the Jamaica Tourist Board at 1-800-JAMAICA 1-800-526-2422. Follow the JTB on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest and YouTube. View the JTB blog at www.icelandbuzzjamaica.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on breakingnewsshow.com.